Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Today we're looking at 1 Thessalonians 3, verses 11 through 13. Here's what they say. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow with each other for everyone else, just as ours does for you. And may he strengthen your hearts so that you may be blameless and holy in the presence of God and our Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all his holy ones. This first verse, he's basically saying that he wants to come see them. Remember, if you've been following along in this passage or in this book, that Paul and Luke probably it says for sure Silas and Timothy had founded this church and spent time there, but they had to leave at risk of their lives. They had to get out of town and take the pressure off that church. But now he wants to go back. Like, imagine if you went off on a mission trip and you got to, find some new believers there, and your hearts just naturally start to bond with them and care for them and want them to grow. But then you have to leave that desire to go back and see them. That's what Paul's saying. He's praying, I want to come back and see you. But he's also asking the Lord that make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. He's praying that their love would grow. Remember at the very first chapter, he talked about how their love was incredible, that it was showing through. He's saying, I want more and more of that for you. And that's a beautiful prayer. And that's something that we should be praying for ourselves, that God would help our love to increase. And the thing about love is love expands. I think back, and I've shared this at the Westerville campus before, that, after I had my first child, that, they put this little girl in my arms, and I just immediately fell in love with my daughter. And then, I'm raising her, and she's a year and a half old, my wife is pregnant, and I'm just overwhelmed by this little girl and her little blonde curly hair and everything about her. I was just so infatuated with my little girl, and I thought, how am I going to love a second child? Like, do I have to cut in half the love I have for this first child and give the other half to my second child? And then they put, the second child in my arms, and I'm immediately in love with my second daughter. I didn't have to steal any love at all from my first daughter. It just grew. That's what Paul's saying. I want your love for each other to grow more and more in Christ, and that love for each other. It says, may strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of God and Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all his holy ones. He's saying that he wants us to grow in our holiness. And that's one of the things, that as you grow closer to God, you naturally grow in character. It's part of the maturation process of just being in a journey with God, that the more you walk with him, the more he changes you. That's the beauty of our faith. And he's praying that. I think in our lives, we have to think about, do we long to see other believers? Do we long to love on them the way that Paul did? Do we ask God to continue to show love in our hearts so it would spill out on other people? A lot of the Christian life is us leaning on God. We want him to come close to us. But we have to think, is it just for us, or is it supposed to spill out on other people? So think about how that impacts you. And then obviously that last verse talked about, the holiness of God growing in us more and more, that, if you have something that's entangled you, are you willing to repent of that and to ask for forgiveness and to move on? Well, before you move on to your next thing today, I'm going to ask you, would you take a second and read the devotional that's going along with this DriveCast? Take some seconds, answer some questions, and talk to the Lord. Let me pray for you. God, I pray that for all of us, our love for you would grow and our love for others would grow. Lord, make us holy like your Son. Teach us to lean on you and allow you to do the work in us that spills out on others. And we ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Till next time, God bless.